Class is in session. You're listening to Squat University by Dr. Aaron Horshick.
Let's go!
Now, let's start the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for checking out today's show. This is episode 63 of the Squat University podcast. The goal with each and every one of these shows is to bring you as much value-packed content to help you move better in the gym and in life, decrease your body's aches and pains, and help you reach your true athletic potential. Now, today we're going to continue that small series I introduced a few weeks ago on cautionary exercises to use, especially in the context of returning from low back pain. Now, a few weeks ago, I talked on the reverse hyper. If you have not yet listened to that podcast, go back and listen to it. I'll give you a little bit of context for the ideas behind today's podcast, which is all about the Roman chair or back extension machine. Now, a back extension exercise is often performed from a Roman chair machine, which if you've not seen one before, it basically is a small platform that's angled at about 45 degrees. You're set up to where your feet are hooked into the end of the platform so that you are then bending forward and back at your pelvis, basically. And it's used to strengthen the erector muscles of the back. Now, the use of a machine like this dates back decades. It's not a new exercise that we've just recently developed, and it's very, very popular, specifically in the weightlifting community. I remember seeing videos of a famed Soviet weightlifter, Vasily Alexeyev, using the Roman chair machine as a staple of his training en route to setting over 80 world records in the 1970s. He's one of the best weightlifters of all time. And I remember scrolling back through and just seeing some training footage of him. And in almost in every single video that I'm seeing, obviously he's putting up massive lifts in the main lifts of the snatch and the clean and jerk. But I would also see him continuously using the Roman chair back extension exercise as a staple assistant exercise. Now, a similar machine to the Roman chair is the GHD or glute ham developer. Now, it's very common to see these in gyms, especially different CrossFit gyms. And while the name GHD, glute ham developer, gives you the impression that that the machine is basically used to solely focus on the posterior chain, its use is still very similar to the Roman chair, except that the individual is just positioned a little bit differently. They're positioned horizontal to the ground rather than at that 45 degree angle that you're seeing with the Roman chair. Caution must be taken in both of these machines and how we use them specifically for the back extension movement, especially when it comes down to returning from back pain. Now, performing a back extension exercise places a high demand on the spinal erectors of our back with very little co-contraction involvement of the rest of the core muscles. And if you remember back to the discussion on the reverse hyper machine, whenever you have an imbalance in the way that you're using the body, so you have a ton of contraction in the erectors, but very little contraction in the anterior abdominals, you're going to have this imbalance that's going to create a ton of shearing force on the spine. And what this means is that in some people, it could trigger back pain or make things worse. The big thing to understand is that there's not necessarily a black and white good or bad exercise. We have to have the context of whether an exercise is right for an individual. A back extension or like the reverse hyper of a few weeks ago could be completely fine for some people. But for other people, because of a certain injury history or a certain individual trigger for causing that person's back pain, it could be a disastrous exercise. You have to have the context, especially when we're designing a program for someone coming back from back pain. Now, contrary to the name back extension exercise, I recommend performing this exercise if you're going to do it healthy or injured in a very hip-centric manner. So what I mean by that is you're going to adjust the machine, either the Roman chair edge of the platform or the GHD machine. You're going to adjust it so that the pads where your hips are supposed to lie, your pelvis is positioned slightly past the pad. Now, what this does is it will allow you to maintain your back in a stable, neutral position through isometric contraction, co-contraction of all the muscles that surround the spine during the entire movement while your hamstrings and glutes work dynamically to raise and lower the trunk. Now, if the pad is positioned too far forward, it will cause your back to round on the lowering portion of the movement and then extend on the ascent. Now, a lot of people will obviously ask the question, why isn't it so important to limit any back movement specifically during this exercise. Now, research has shown that those who develop back pain often have altered muscle recruitment patterns during movements that require the trunk to flex and extend. What does that mean? So when a healthy individual stands up from bending over to touch your toes, if I tell someone, hey, they don't have any back pain, I say, bend over, touch your toes, and then come back up. When they come back up, extending from that flex position, the movement in a healthy person largely is accomplished about the hips. It's like 75% of the initial movement is hip extension. However, for those who are currently in back pain, currently have back pain, they will often move with this top-down or spine-dominant strategy, meaning they're going to over-rely on their low back compared to those who don't have pain when performing the exact same movement of trunk extension. Bending over, touch your toes, come back up. People are going to move differently if they're in back pain. It would therefore be unwise for us to prescribe an exercise to someone who has back pain and tell them to perform an exercise that will basically be used to strengthen a current problematic movement pattern. I don't want someone who is already moving from their back too much to do a strengthening exercise for their low back. By limiting any motion from the low back during this exercise, therefore, by having that pad a little bit lower so that we can move completely about the hips, we can hope to use an exercise like this to break that cycle and retrain the body to move in a more hip-dominant manner. Now, if you don't have access to a Roman chair or a GHD machine, an RDL or a Romanian deadlift is a great exercise that's going to provide very similar training stimulus to the body. You're basically going to start in a standing position with the barbell or kettlebell that you're holding out right in front of you at waist level. You're going to grab the ground with your feet. You're going to brace your core to create that tremendous tension throughout your entire body. Your knees are going to be slightly bent. Then from there, you're going to begin the movement by hinging the hips back as you then lower the barbell towards the ground. Now, I almost want that barbell to skim right down your legs. Obviously, don't smash it right into your legs because it's going to turn into more of a squat. But don't let that barbell drift away from your body. Almost have it skim right down your legs. You're going to lower as far as possible without losing that locked, almost arched back position. And once you reach that lowest position of the movement, you're going to return to the standing position, not only by moving your back, but by pushing the hips forward. You're not going to allow the back to move whatsoever during the entire motion. Now, the reason I like an exercise like the RDL or the Romanian deadlift so much is the exact same reason I like the kettlebell swing for most individuals rather than the reverse hyper. There's nothing wrong with the reverse hyper machine, but for some people, I think a kettlebell swing could be a little bit better. And the reason for it is because it's a little bit more functional. Now, what do I mean by functional? I'm meaning that it causes you to focus on every single link in the body's kinetic chain, from your feet grabbing the ground to your stable knees to your hips working on in sync basically with your back. Everything has to work together in harmony to produce quality movement. Whenever you're doing an exercise on a machine, it's very easy to sort of focus on one specific area. And while isolation training has its place specifically in rehab sometimes, we want to eventually move to a place where we're carrying our strengthening and our rehab work over to what we're trying to then accomplish. And for a strength athlete, it's picking up a barbell, it's picking up a weight, it's using our body and strengthening it in a way that will carry over to the demands in which we're placing on it during our daily life and our workout. So again, let's come back to the start of it. Back extension machines can be a great exercise. I've used them in the past myself, but the thing that we want to really get away from is using them to move the back and focus directly on the erector muscles. Whenever you move your back under load, we're placing forces on the spine that eventually can create injury or exacerbate injury. By itself, the spine is capable of so much movement. It can bend, it can twist, it can extend. It allows us to do so many different movements and positions throughout our day. We can dance, do the latest dance craze that's possible. But the second that we want to load the spine and to put force through it, it's most resilient when it's held in a neutral position. So if you're envisioning someone doing a Roman chair back extension, or back extension off of a glute ham developer, GHD. Just watch how the spine is being held. Is it moving from that neutral position? Is it flexing on the way down when they hit that pad and nothing else is there to stop the movement, so the spine has to round? And on the way up, are they coming past that neutral position and maybe hyperextending their spine? If it's under load, which when you're doing it, even your body weight, you're placing a load on your spine. The more load you place on your spine and the more you move it, the quicker you will find injury. So in order to make this exercise beneficial, not only for strengthening the body, but also in a way that will help carry over to resiliency of the spine in the long term, continue your health so that you can have the body you want for years and years to come, I highly recommend making sure that that spine stays braced and that you move mostly about the hips. Make this a very hip-centric exercise, especially if you're doing it on the GHD. It's called a glute ham developer for a reason. So use it to develop the glute and hamstrings. Don't think that that back needs to be strengthened by moving and hyperextending the low back. The low back of people who develop back pain are often very strong. There's a lot of research that shows that those who develop back pain often have stronger backs than those who do not. So it's not just pure strength that we need to rehab and get someone back to that's dealing with back pain. We need to teach them how to move better. And often that's moving about the hips and not moving that spine, especially when there's a load that's applied to the body. So that is it. That's a quick podcast for today. I hope you guys have a little bit better understanding for how to perform the Roman chair and the GHD machine, especially if you're doing a back extension. I hope you got something out of this. If you enjoyed the podcast, please share it with your friends and family. I know there's some of you that are listening to the podcast that aren't subscribed yet. Please subscribe to the podcast. If you enjoyed this show, hit me up on Twitter at Squat University. Let me know if you enjoyed the show or if there's a topic in the future that you'd like to learn about or if there's someone you'd like me to have on the show to interview. Remember, last week was Greg Knuckles on the show. We talked about sex differences, men versus women, as far as fatigue rate and recovery rates in strength training. So definitely if you're interested in that topic, go back and listen to that one. But again, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. It really means so much to me, and I hope you're getting something out of the content that I'm sharing with you guys. Until next week, guys, happy squatting.
That's it for today, class, on Squat University by Dr. Aaron Horschig. For more exclusive content, log on to squatuniversity.com.